Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Life is a very valuable commodity. God created you to live life to the full and not to squander it on your own selfish ambitions. In contrast to the normal way of thinking, the Lord Jesus taught that you will lose your life, he didn't mean physically, but spiritually, if you try to hold on to it and live it solely for yourself. Jesus was not just talking about being selfless and kind, which is a great way to be, but the Lord Jesus was saying that to save your life, you must first lose it for his sake. That means to be a follower of Christ, a person needs to deny himself, dethrone self and enthrone Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. The second thing Jesus says is that you also need to take up your cross. You may be wondering what on earth this means. When a person was seen carrying a cross on the days of the Lord Jesus, that person was condemned to death. Jesus is saying that you need to see yourself as dead to your old life, finished with the past, and dead to all that you were before you became a Christian. Becoming a Christian is a transfer of positions. The Bible says that you pass from death unto life. The Bible says that if we follow Christ, then we turn from our old life, we repent, we confess we were wrong. We accept that we're guilty before God. We accept that God would be right to judge us eternally for our wrong. And we accept that Christ is the only one who could take our place, pay the price, and provide salvation for us. So in the verses that I'm thinking about today in Mark chapter 8, Jesus says these three things. Number one, that you must deny yourself. Number two, take up your cross. Number three, you must follow him. Having denied yourself, died to your past, life will be different when you get saved, when you become a Christian. You will please the Lord Jesus now, not just live to please yourself. I would suggest it would be a really good thing if you were to read Mark chapter 8 from verse 34 to 38 and you would see something of what Jesus was talking about. May God bless you. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.